Water Wren than kitchens. And with our new bedroom packages starting at just £4.99, everyone can have the style they've been dreaming of. Designed and delivered by experts you trust within 7 days. Visit your local Wren showroom or go online to find out more. And join the great renovation.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, Hamas has begun releasing the latest group of Israeli hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. In exchange, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will be freed. Scott Walker is a former hostage negotiator and has told Radio X it's a tense situation.
It's a very fragile set of circumstances, and just because you get an agreement to a release, it's not the same as the safe and timely release of the hostages and the prisoner exchange.
Drink spiking is set to become a specific criminal offence. Parliament will see plans next week with potential prison sentences of up to 10 years. Campaigners are welcoming the move, which they say will make it easier for police to take action. Mountain rescue teams have now joined a major search for a runner who's gone missing in County Durham. Jenny Hall, who's 23, hasn't been seen since leaving home on Tuesday. And Leicester's chances of Premier League survival took another blow last night as they were beaten 4-0 at home to Brentford. They remain in the bottom three, and manager Ruud van Nistelrooy says they've got a mountain to climb if they're to stay up.
Weather.
Dry for most and some bright spells later. The odd shower further north and highs of 13 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Cantoni.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yes, indeed. From Global, home of Radio X, on this very special day. Why is it a special day, Chris, I hear you ask?
Why is it a special day, Chris?
Thank you. I'll tell you why. It's my birthday!
Good morning, Great Britain. Welcome to a very special day.
Oh, yes, it is.
Around 30 or so years ago, a legend was born.
Me!
The savior of the medium of radio.
Yes!
And so that he can celebrate, he was given the day off.
What? I was what?
Just kidding.
Oh.
This is the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Now, here's the birthday boy himself, Chris Moyles.
More socks. Hello, good morning. It's the birthday boy on Radio X. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Although, actually, the other day, we changed our name. Thursday it was.
Thursday around 10 o'clock-ish.
Yes, you know where I'm going with this?
I do. We did change our name slightly.
Because you renamed Radio X Radio Eggs.
I did. I like to do that sometimes.
E-double-G-S.
Ideally, at the end of the news, after the weather, I'd like to say, from Global's newsroom, for Radio Eggs. I'm Dominic Byrne.
It was a but you were only yoking, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, a nerf is a nerf.
Egg. Eggs. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but, oh, no, but seriously.
You were in a right scramble, weren't you?
Ah!
That was good.
Yeah,
that was
good. Yeah. Poached.
Huh?
What?
Egg jokes, yeah. Isn't it? Egg jokes. Egg. Anyway, do you know what? James is rubbish, but yours, Captain, was excellent.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, dear.
Let's soldier on.
Oh, because of the egg.
Oh, thanks, Captain.
Because of the egg.
Hello? Get soldiers and eggs, you know, eggs and...
Because the way you eat eggs.
Soldiers.
Boiled eggs.
Cracking.
Cracking?
Yeah.
That is cracking.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done for having a go.
Good, yeah, yeah.
Because you could have chickened out,
oh,
but you didn't. You did, because chickens lay eggs. Anyway, yes, it's my birthday. Moving on from all the egg jokes, it's my birthday today. It's all about me. I don't want to be so exotistical. That sounded like I've
exotistical.
It was meant to be egotistical, but with eggs.
Yeah.
Exos, I did say it right. Exotistical, but it does make me sound like my eggs are there instead of my testicles.
Oh, you have an extra one.
What?
Sounds like you've got an extra one.
And let me have a look. Hello? No. No.
Wow.
No.
Two.
I've just got the four.
Yeah. That's it. Normal. Everyone's got four.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to encourage you. I don't want to egg you on.
Oh.
Eggs again.
Yeah. I did the... Sorry.
Nice. Oh. It's nice to see you come out of your shell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
that's
omelette.
Oh, anyway.
You said omelette.
Omelette. I'm liking what you're doing. I'm letting what you're doing.
Oh.
I'm going to let that one go.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Oh.
See?
That was better.
I'm let that one go.
I'm let that one go.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
That's what you wanted to do.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh, don't get angry. Come on, I'm walking on eggshells right now.
This is good stuff.
It is great, actually.
This is why the Saturday show is
looking. What we're doing.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's not difficult to do egg jokes.
No.
In fact, it's over easy.
Yay.
Nice.
That's how Americans have the...
fried eggs.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to stop now. I'm exhausted.
Is this your best birthday ever or what?
No.
Dom, you made Chris cry.
All I want to do is go to the pub.
I know.
Drink on my own in a corner and cry.
Oh.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, no. This is sad.
I know what'll cheer me up, actually.
Go on.
The other day we did episode one of the Dom Show.
Whoa. Yes.
In fact, I need to play a song and then just get into it. So let me do that because you'll love it.
The Chris Miles Show.
Excellent.
Thanks.
So Dominic Byrne has got a brand new show called The Dom Show where he interviews a guest, but he doesn't know he's about to walk through the door before he interviews him. And you'll hear some of it after Feeder.
He's got a brand new car. Looks like a check you up.
Radio X and Buck Rogers. So imagine the scene. It was Thursday morning. We have another studio in the building that we put cameras in. And then we were going to live stream this to everybody listening and watching around the world. The Dom Show is Dominic Byrne's very own chat show. But he doesn't know who the guest is until they walk through the door. And even then, does he know who they are? Let's go and relive episode one of The Dom Show.
The Dom Show.
Hello, and welcome to The Dom Show. This is the first of possibly one, or it could be an ongoing series. The idea of this show is to probe deeply into the guests. I obviously know most things about most people, and this is an opportunity for me to glean information and for you, hopefully, to enjoy yourselves as well. As I say, it is what it is. It is the Dom Show. Anything goes, and hopefully we're going to have a riveting, exciting next 10, 15, 25, 10, hopefully, minutes ahead. But let's see what happens. Without further ado, I think we should meet our first guest.
Hello.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
The Dom Show.
Dom, you look a little bit nervous, I'm not going
to
lie.
Hello there, guest. lovely to see you. What's your name?
My name's Izzy.
Izzy.
Yes.
That's right. So this is Izzy, of course, and Izzy, well, what a journey you've had.
It has been a journey, yeah.
Hasn't it just? And it all started, of course, you went to school.
I did, yeah.
And after that, I imagine you left school.
And I did do that too,
You did that. So, obviously, from the world of film...
Okay.
Are you from the... You like film?
I enjoy watching a film, yeah, sure.
And that's what I meant, and me too. Mm. And I think, in a way, Izzy, we're all in the world of film.
Aren't we?
Aren't we just? Yeah. So film aside, music is a passion.
Again, something I like to consume,
that's
sure.
That's right. And yeah. I like consuming film and music.
Yeah, and as do I.
As do you.
Yeah.
That's right. So in terms of where you, you know, pigeonhole yourself, and I don't want to pigeonhole you.
No.
I just want to find out, you know, more about you. Do you like gardening?
Again, I don't know if gardening's my thing.
No, doesn't have to be for everyone.
No.
Doesn't have to be for everyone. So when you're kind of kicking back, obviously busy.
Creating.
Very busy.
Busy work.
Creating.
Yes, that's right. When you're creating things.
Ooh, okay.
That's right. In your garden. No.
No.
We don't do it in a garden necessarily, Izzy.
No.
But the things that you do create, obviously, are...
Content.
They're worldwide sensations.
Oh, yeah, massive. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And how did you start off your creating? Whose idea was that, Izzy, to create stuff across...
Content stuff
across the world?
Oh, just, I think, something I've always wanted to do.
That's,
you know,
because right.
I'm sort of part of a duo, as you well know.
Thank you.
So, and
where is your other person?
Well, exactly. Mm. Yeah, well, we've gone solo today.
Right.
Yeah, because he's actually gone solo before.
Of course he has.
And with you, actually.
Yes,
yeah, as you remember, obviously.
He's gone solo with me before.
Yes, the two of you have chatted.
That's right, we have. Because I like chatting with people.
Mm.
So you provide content.
Exactly.
For people to consume.
Yep.
I like consuming what you're throwing out there.
Thank you.
What sort of other people would you aim your content at for them to consume?
Very interesting question. Yeah, I would sort of say the middle-aged man.
Middle-aged man
is what we're going for.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've met you. So your partner, of course.
Yeah, he is a relation of mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brother.
Ooh, a little bit older than that.
Uncle.
And again.
Dad.
Yes.
Thank you. He's your dad.
Yes.
And is it this kind of thing?
You've met her dad.
I've met your dad.
You have.
I liked a lot.
You've also met her.
And we've met before.
You and I have met before,
we have.
Dom.
And I've met your dad.
worth
saying. So you have met the two of us.
Yeah, yeah. And we created content ourselves.
We did.
Didn't we?
With Mr. Moyles as well.
That's right. We created it with Chris as well, didn't we?
Yes.
That's right. And in terms of... if you could describe the content, you know, in a nutshell, I mean, I'll go first.
Sure.
Fun.
Really fun.
Yeah, I'd say fun. I'd say energetic.
Absolutely.
It's a great lesson.
I think in terms of the content that we make, sometimes not just fun, sometimes a little bit more hard-hitting,
let's say.
A little bit more serious, the topics.
Well, it's a great listen.
And thank you so much, because obviously you listen to all of it.
You have to.
You do, especially when you're talking to someone about it.
You can't dip in and out.
No.
That's what I find.
Mm.
You can dip in and out. It's not as good.
No,
you need to listen because it's a...
Thank you. And it's a podcast that you do.
It is, yeah.
It's a podcast that has... Now, how many subscribers do you have to this podcast now? It's got to be...
A few, isn't it? It's been going a little while now.
A long time.
Yeah.
So, in terms of the podcast, if you could describe it in, you know, a paragraph.
Or a whole paragraph?
Or a word.
Okay.
Or a sentence, in fact. How would you describe it? Because, obviously, it has been... It's a smash.
It's a
smash hit.
I mean, you've heard of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how would you describe that?
I would describe it as light-hearted, but sometimes also a bit serious.
Yeah.
Because obviously you know the topics that we talk about.
Thank you.
Are quite hard hitting at times.
Very hard hitting, Izzy.
They get real.
And it gets very real.
About personal
growth. It does get real.
And it's personal growth.
Mental health.
Yeah.
Mental health.
But keeping it light.
But with a lighter sort of touch.
Yeah, bang on.
And golf.
And golf.
Sure. Yeah.
Is what I like to play.
Okay.
for my mental health.
Good.
And. Now,
your dad.
And your dad, can I just say, is very good at driving cars.
Ooh, you've done your research, haven't you?
Because, Izzy, Richard Hammond, to me, is not only the man off the television, he's a friend.
Yeah, sure.
He's a friend. And with you and your dad...
Sophie.
Izzy, who I've met before, I'm glad you actually cleared up. What you do, thank you.
Who we are now.
And of course, it's called Who We Are Now.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Available, I imagine, from where you get your podcasts from.
Absolutely, yeah. Global Player.
And Global Player.
Just like yourself.
Should say that first, actually. Thank you.
Thank you.
No. thank you very much. I think if we could sum up our chat, Izzy, I would say engaging.
Absolutely.
Light-hearted fun, but also educational. Thank you very much indeed. Izzy?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
It has.
And I can only wish you strength going forward.
And thank you so much.
From strength to strength.
Absolutely.
Best of luck with the podcast.
Thank you.
And thank you very much indeed for watching there. That was episode one of The Dom Show with our guest, Izzy Hammond. And don't forget... You scratch mine and I'll kick yours.
The Dom Show.
No, seriously, well done, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
And well done, Izzy Hammond. What a good sport she was.
She was great.
You can listen to Izzy and her dad, uncle, older brother, whatever Dominic Byrne called them, with the Who We Are Now podcast, which is available now with Richard Hammond and the very lovely Izzy Hammond. Thank you, Dom. We'll be right back, everybody.
The Chris Miles Show.
Ralph Little and Will Mellor. Stand by.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
At Wickes, save on Dulux standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
At Tesco Mobile, your club card unlocks exclusive phone deals. Like the iPhone 16 built for Apple Intelligence for just £39.99 a month with club card prices. Saving you a massive £198. £48. And that's not all. Unlock frozen prices and no EU roaming fees until the end of your contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 23rd of March. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Club card price frozen includes no EU roaming fees for minimum contract period. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
We all live different lives. Which is why, at Toyota, we have an electrified vehicle to suit everyone. Get great offers across our range. Whether hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or all electric. At Toyota, every choice counts. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. For he's a jolly good fellow. Happy birthday, Mr. Chris Miles.
I'm getting soft, hard.
So Dominic, we're on now.
Are we on now?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, can I just say, I'm leaving, right? I know we've got Will Meller and Ralph Little on next and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
If James Robinson sneezes in my direction or all over me one more time, I'm going to punch him in the stomach like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie.
Your nose has exploded.
I caught it.
During the adverts, it was this. Not like a chew. It was It's flying everywhere. Give me the news, not the weather.
Chelsea hates me when I sneeze. I sneeze so loud.
I hate you before you've even sneezed. I hate you even more now you are sneezing.
Can I? But you do sneeze like a child a bit.
Oh, here we go. How does a child sneeze?
Like you do.
There you go. Without any control.
It's like a baby farting.
Do you sneeze into your sleeve? Because that's polite to do that.
Sneezes all over me.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't get there.
Right, seriously, it was like a rainfall shower.
Yeah.
I have control of my sneeze.
You don't. You can't control your bodily functions.
I can control most things. Thank you.
See, it's spraying out of him like an out-of-control garden hose.
It is. Gone everywhere.
Better out than in, though. That's what they say.
Not always. Not better all over me, though.
No. Sometimes it's better in. I preferred in.
Yeah. Dom, I'm just going to say this now. I've got something in my mouth.
Yeah, well.
You
know? You don't want that.
And if you clip that up, I'm going to kick you in the nuts, Captain Crapbeard.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, no, Pippa. Right, I better play another song because A, Matt Davison might be listening and he loves it when I actually play music, and B, coming up very shortly, the one and only Ralph Little and Will Meller in the studio after Stereophonics.
Lounging in gone fields.
Stereophonics on Radio X. That's the bartender and the thief. Right, let me introduce our next guests. We have two people here. Both of them are actors. One of our guests today started off in television in an episode of Children's Ward on ITV, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Then appeared in a few episodes of Brookside before ending a huge role as Jambo in Hollyoaks. After that, an array of unbelievable pieces of British television. Harbour Lights, Fat Friends, Casualty, Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps. You're looking at some Agatha Christie stuff, EastEnders, and then Waterloo Road, Broadchurch, Death in Paradise, Line of Duty, Coronation Street, and the unbelievable powerful drama Mr. Bates versus the Post Office.
Yes.
Wow. It's the one and only Mr. Will Mellor. And from the royal family, Ralph Little.
Every time. There it is.
Oh, and of course, sorry, the show that if you can, it gets millions of viewers, but you won't find one person in your life who's ever seen it. Oh. Death in Paradise, of course. Mm. Let's be honest, every actor's favourite gig, 9 months in Mauritius, or wherever the hell that was filmed.
Guadeloupe.
There you go.
Guadeloupe.
Is that anyway? Oh, do you want to be a guest on Death in Paradise? Yep. Do you want to read the script?
Nah,
just want to get out. How long can I stay?
Ralph will tell you, there's quite a culture of drinking in the Caribbean for Death in Paradise.
Not when I was there. I was a different era.
All right. But then and the crew all finished work and the other.
Don't look at me like that.
I am looking at you like that.
Listen, I've had media training, all right?
Are you dry now? You don't drink anymore?
No, I'll have like a drink from time to time, yeah.
Time to time?
Yeah.
God, Will can't get through the day without a couple of pints.
Well, we've had this very discussion on our podcast many a time. He'll start looking about like 1 p.m. He'll be like, is it too early to crack a beer now?
He's talking nonsense. On the pod, he had to go
literally not true.
Because we was called Two Pints of Will and Ralph, right? So we're recording the podcast and we usually have a couple of pints because it's supposed to be representing two blokes in a pub, having a chat, come and join
keep
us,
it real.
Banter,
absolutely right.
And I had alcohol-free beer and he went mad at me. But I was like, it's the afternoon and I've not been feeling too well.
But normally, if you'd been feeling all right, what would you be drinking?
Well,
right. And what do I normally secretly drink?
Tea.
Thank you.
We're getting on now, Chris.
We're getting on. We're middle-aged men, Chris.
So let's talk about this. So unbelievably, Will Mellor and Ralph Little are doing a Two Pints podcast tour with new dates confirmed.
Yes. It's called November Nonsense. The clue's in the title when it is.
When is it?
November.
Brilliant. That's a great idea. That says not nonsense then, is it?
No, it is quite clever, in fact.
Look at that. Look at there they are. Look.
There we are.
Look at the look of disdain you're giving each other.
Yeah.
That's a look of love. That's a look of disdain.
And the phone on the table, is that for you to call someone and go, listen, I think Ralph's going to be out of this soon. Do you know
what it is?
It's an interesting one.
There's two things. This red button, my emergency button, if Will starts saying something that I think is going to get us both cancelled, as you've experienced already on the chat, if he's going, I'm like, and it's basically, it's almost like an ejector, it's not quite, but I press my emergency red button and sirens go off.
What was it?
Career saver.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was Mustang Sally. He pressed it and I go, hey, I'm off. He goes, no, you're not singing it. It was just a distraction.
Yeah, it was to try and distract him. And then the red phone is if either of us are saying something where our producer thinks maybe we're going to get ourselves cancelled, red phone goes off.
Yeah, producer calls us from the back of the room.
And this is for the live show.
Yeah.
Make sure that buzzer is plugged in and not on batteries because it's going to get used a lot.
It does. But you know, it's a part of the show and it's good banter. The people, when the phone rings, the audience love it because it's like, and I'm like, well, I've not said nothing yet. And then.
And you almost always have.
Listen, all we can guarantee is a good night out. It's loads of fun. It's not just me and him sat there chatting. Audience participation, there's games we play.
There's always a big finale, although we're not sure what it's going to be this time.
Where we have a bit of a question. I don't want to give it away because it's a different game, but I get electrocuted every time someone gets a question wrong. Right?
Lovely.
And Ralph's in control of the electric button.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a nightmare because he runs around the stage, like obviously me, my arm's giving it loads while he's shocking me. And we said, right, we'll test it on the people when they come up.
We'll get a volunteer up,
just to prove that we're not acting. because, you know, we're phenomenal actors.
Yeah, I get you.
So, yeah, very believable. What can I tell you? Mr. Bates, you know.
Says what?
What
did you just say?
Mr. Bates.
Oh, sorry, my
leave it. Buzzer. That's me up. Producer's ringing. So we tested it, and they tested it on this guy. He's going, wow! I said, she, I told you, it works. And we said to this lady, we'll test it on you. And we put it on her. She didn't, not one inch.
She didn't
flinch.
No. She didn't even not flinch. She just looked a little bit bored.
Looked at us.
And unimpressed.
I said, did you not feel it? She went, yep, I've had kids.
And it's just like, whatever. Okay, right. So we went, maybe...
Oh, then you should have put the pads there.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I was
so I was like, we did. Nothing.
I was like...
Numb.
Yeah, so it was like a candle. So I said, all right, well, I guess maybe it's not working. I'll just try it on Will. He shot through the ceiling.
Now, in November, then, here are where the boys are going to be playing. Birmingham, York, Liverpool, Stockton-on-Tees, Glasgow, Manchester, Reading, London, Halifax, Sheffield, Nottingham, Stoke-on-Trent. It's the dartboard tour. Now, if you're anywhere near London, get tickets to see them at the Dominion Theatre on the 16th of November.
Yeah, great.
Are you going to come along?
Venue is amazing.
16th of November. I mean, that's mad.
Why are you looking at your diary like you know what you're doing in November?
I might not be here.
You guys should come along.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. Love
very occasionally, along. Depending on if somebody fancies it, we'll get a little guest on stage. Why don't you come on stage?
Yeah, I'm not here.
There you go.
No, I didn't think you would be. Are you washing your hair?
Is there a fee?
What?
Yeah, you get a beer.
Big. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You can get a bit of merch.
I tell you what, I'll come on as a guest.
Yeah.
But absolutely leathered.
That's fair, no problem. That's it's perfect. In keeping. It's not a problem.
Electrocute these!
Straight to sanitate them to a board.
You know, let me just put it straight as well. Me and Ralph get a lot of messages saying, why aren't you coming to this place? Why aren't you coming? We are not in control.
As if we plan the tour.
Yeah. We barely write the show. We don't know what we're doing until we turn up. We do. But we don't know. And hopefully there'll be more dates added because we're talking about maybe going to Ireland and other places. So we're
tickets, I don't want to jinx anything, but tickets seem to be going very well. So please do come and see us.
Yeah, and just come and forget your problems for 2 hours. Have a bit of fun with me and him. That's what it's about. You know, people need to laugh nowadays, don't they? And before banter's cancelled, could be cancelled next year, so there might not be any more tours.
Are you all right? Have you had a lot of coffees?
I've had two coffees. I've had too many.
Every single podcast, every single time we do an episode, Will's like, I'm just worried we won't have anything to say. And I'm like, shutting you up is the difficult bit. What are you talking about?
Sell.
You get carried away, don't you? When we did a tour after we left the old place, we went on tour, and I used to open the show with about 5-6 minutes of like stand up, like just how are you? Thanks for coming, blah blah.
Yeah.
And on night one, I ad libbed. I mean, it was all mainly ad libbed, and I had pointers, and I ad libbed a couple of things. I'm like, oh, that was good. That I'll do that tomorrow. So that went into the next day. And then the next show, you ad lib something else, or you do something with someone. You're like, that's good. I'll do that the next day. By the 8th or 9th show, my 5-6 minutes at the top. 14-15 minutes.
Exactly. And that's the 25. Interval. We'll see you for the actual show.
Yeah.
Dominic wasn't even turning up till half 8. He's like, there's no point in getting there.
Fine, yeah.
I'm not going to be on.
Yeah.
Well, listen, always a pleasure to see the pair of you.
Yeah, good luck with the tour. That sounds awesome.
Where do people get tickets from?
Go to twopintspodcast.com. It's Live Nation, this tour. You go to Ticketmaster. But
Live
everything's
Nation?
Lady
Gaga
and you.
You're not playing games.
Hey, you know what I mean?
We're having a go, Chris. We're having a go. You better come and see us now before we hit the stadium.
There'll be a range of diffusers before you know it. Will's going to do a candle. So
do you want one for the set? Do you want a diffuser for the set? So
I would love
nice.
A diffuser right. for Depends the set. Depends how much you want to sponsor us for selling your diffuser on tour.
Well, what do you mean? No, it's a product placement, isn't it?
All right. We're all right then.
You're going to make your own Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
I think I should.
I tell you what, Will, I'll make you a one-off candle.
Thank you very much. I bet it's going to smell lovely.
Oh, it won't.
Molesy, I would love a diffuser. Thank you very much. It's a very kind offer.
You've
problem.
Got one.
Oh, I would like another. I'll surprise you. Oh, here's another thing. One show last night.
What?
One shot, I walk into it. We had separate dressing rooms, which is nice. And I walked in and he's like, hey. And he's opening his case because he's down for a couple of days. It's full of M&M's, Maltesers. Just robbed it from the green room. I was like, are you not making it?
Excuse me. He's there for the taking.
I can't believe you just turned down a free diffuser. You're like, I'll never use it, but it's free. I'll keep it.
Oh, I didn't say it was free.
Oh, right. Is there a fee?
Yeah, it's free, but every 30 quid you hand over, no problem.
Okay.
Go to twopintspodcast.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Get your tickets to see the boys in November. Just buy them now. Buy them today, and then you'll forget all about it. And then as it leads up to November, you'll go, oh, we've got tickets to see the boys. That'd be a nice
and in the
surprise.
Meantime, you can listen to our podcast. Just go to the same place, and you can find our podcast, and then you'll know what you're coming to see.
Season five just launched. Unbelievable. I mean, I've heard it. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. Right,
listen, I'm surprised. Good Lord, people listen to any old crap these days. You know, I think everybody listening now should book tickets. Yes, it is in November, but they're available now. Go to Two Pints, or just search twopintspodcast.com. If you search that, you'll find it. And go and see our guest, the one and only Will Mellor, and his mate, Mr. Ralph Little. Thank you, boys. And now, Mr. Jerry Cinnamon.
She is a belter, different from the rest. Diamonds on her finger and she always looks her best. She is a gangster with 100 miles there when she walks. Her feet don't touch a flare, she is a belter. She plays with lightning, I'm 100 miles high. Dishing out the thunder like a god inside the sky. She is a dancer, and she dances in my dreams. Reminds me that the world is not as evil as it seems. She is a belter. No happy endings, unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her. She gets underneath my skin, but I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one in, no even belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. How can she reach me when I'm high above the shelf? Lost inside the smoke ring while I ponder to myself. Is she the answer to the question in my mind? Is happiness an option or is love just turned me blind? Is she a belter? Unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her. She gets underneath my skin, but I've been stung a few times, so I don't want no one and no even belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. She is a belter.
Hey, that reminds me of Dominic Byrne.
What?
I think Kevin Bridges is getting more Scottish. I really do.
Is it?
I think Kevin Bridges is getting more Scottish.
Really?
It's finally happened. I was on TikTok the other day. A video posted by him popped up of him doing stand-up. Mm. And I'm going to be honest, I got every fourth or fifth word.
Really?
Still funny, though. Thanks to Ralph Little and Will Mellor. Go see them on tour in November. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's my birthday.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
so you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
Kitchen enthusiasts, at Wren, we're bringing you extraordinary luxury at extra affordable prices. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our winter sale, get a Bosch dishwasher for just £149. Luxury for all, affordable for all. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offer supply when you buy five or more units. One per customer, subject to status and minimum spend. Dishwasher offer ends the 5th of March.
Go on, reward yourself. Get £100 worth of club card points when you book a holiday with EasyJet Holidays using club card vouchers. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Exchange your club card vouchers and book by 13th of April. T's and C's apply.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeriPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Very, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeriPay, ways to pay that work your way. VeriPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
What would you do if a loved one's heart stopped? Many of us will witness a cardiac arrest in our lifetime. That's why British Heart Foundation developed Reviva. Learning CPR with Reviva is simple. The award-winning digital training is free and teaches you CPR and how to use a defibrillator. Learn CPR today with Reviva. For more information, search BHF Reviva.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend. The Radio X Indie Night. Tonight from 7.
Off,
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Let's all wish our good friend Chris Moyles the happiest of birthdays.
Oh, thank you. Radio X. Thank you very much, Paul, and I believe you got a special song for me. That's lovely, guys. Beautiful. Baby Chris, me. Happy birthday to me. Beautiful. I mean, I played worse. We've had worst record of the week, Storm, let's be honest about it.
Let's be honest. Come on.
All right, so yesterday was our morning after show, and we have some highlights. Really, highlights from that to play at the corner shop.
There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Grim Poodle Asher on the 45. Well, it's a Grim Poodle Asher on the 45.
Thank you.
pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm from the 45.
Exhausting one of their parties, isn't it?
Mm.
You just dance. Where's the eating and drinking?
Do you know what? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I enjoy what you just said.
Do you want to come to a party? Yeah, I was, yeah, what have you got going on? Singing, dancing, dancing, dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing, 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 dancing. Do you need food or drink?
No.
They've not made an effort, have they, really?
Guess what? I can't make it. So there you are.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I did make it to.
Go on.
The morning after show, yesterday morning, on the Chris Moore Show. Not in the studio, but from a secret special location.
Mm-mm-mm.
So Thursday, we went out and did Noonies, afternoon drinking, and we had a bite to eat and more drink. And then we followed that up with more drink. And then we all went to bed, some of us later than others. And then Friday, we got up to do the Chris Moyles morning after show.
Yeah.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Morning After Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Yeah.
That was acting there. That was me pretending I was really badly hungover. But I don't get hungover.
No.
I am absolutely fine. Just said the H word. Sorry about that. We'll bypass that. Welcome to the Morning After Show.
Yeah.
Here on Radio X, it's the Chris Miles Show. It's my birthday show for this year. It's my birthday tomorrow, but we're celebrating today. And we have come to a beautiful house somewhere in London. It was built as, and is being built as, it's somewhere near where I live. But weirdly, it took me exactly the same amount of time to get here this morning as it does to get to the actual Radio X studio, which means James doesn't know where I live.
Yay!
Win-win. I stayed here last night.
Is this your place?
Yeah, it's my sort of my place a bit.
Is it?
Yeah. Where you live?
Define live.
Do you live here?
Well, you've made yourself at home, haven't you?
I don't necessarily. I stayed here. Like, it's Matt Deverson's house.
Matt Deverson, who's away in Butlins with the kids.
So
this is his house.
This is his house.
Our boss.
I am.
And he lets you look after it.
Well.
I mean, I think he knows we're here. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm sort of looking after it for him as a favour that he hasn't necessarily asked me to do.
Have you had permission? I think he's...
Oh, I think we get bogged down in permissions and stuff, can't
we? Too many questions for you this morning.
Now, would you like me to show you round a little bit, Chris?
I would love it.
Okay.
Do I just follow you?
Come this way, Chris. Come this way.
Okay, I'll go around this side.
Oh, you go that side.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're going to go into what I call the snug.
Oh, hello.
Lovely. In we go. In you come.
You're right there, love.
It. Now, this,
oh, this is lovely. This is very you.
This is where I hang out, Chris, and watch what I call films.
Is this that room?
No, it's not necessarily like that.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's on the screen?
I don't know.
Dom, where have you gone?
Don't worry about that bit.
Is this a live feed? What is it?
No,
what's
going
on there?
That's okay. Don't worry about that.
Dom, what's it? What is it?
Well, it's. I mean, it's pixelated. And it says Danny. It does. Don't matter. It says Danny from Babe Station. That's a problem with the bloomin' television.
Because there's a camera above the TV. Have you been doing a two-way chat with someone?
No, I haven't been doing that.
What is it?
What's her name?
It says Danny from Babe Station. Right, okay, so we'll leave that there. Anyway, I don't want to get bogged down in televisions, but we've got some pop...
Number one caller for 142nd week in a row is Dominic Byrne, Love You Dom, Danny from Babe Station.
Okay, I think that's a screensaver. That
seems to be moving.
Burnt in.
Ooh. No, it's not burnt in, James. So that's the snug. This is where I just, you know... Well, I think we all know what happens in there. Yeah. If we come this way... Yeah, now, this is my...
screen.
Chris, this is my music room.
Yeah, sorry, let me turn around to the camera. So, forget my big breakfast training.
So once I've finished in the snug, as in finished sitting in there and watching stuff...
And had a wipe up.
Had a what?
Yeah.
Had a what?
A wipe up.
Oh. Yeah. And then I will come over here, Chris, usually.
Yeah.
Just
so you come from the Kleenex room into...
No, it's not Kleenex room.
Into the lounge.
Now, as you will see, and sometimes, Chris, I like to open the... Oh.
What's that? What's that, Dom?
That...
Pass me that.
No, we're not allowed
to. Pass me that.
We're not allowed to.
What's jugs?
Now.
What's this magazine here?
Can I just, at this point, can I just ask the... Matt Deverson.
I'm trying to open the pages, James, but it opened.
Yeah. Is that right, Matt, that you should have magazines in a music area? I don't think so.
But you've been here for a few days.
I've been here for a few days, but...
Chugs?
No.
Okay, where are we going now?
Leave, Matt. Into the bedroom.
Oh, I dread to think.
Chris, in you come. God.
Now.
That wasn't there earlier.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this...
Is this your room?
No. This is important to
that
point
is
out.
Your room.
This is where Matt Deverson sleeps.
Who is this inflatable person in the bed?
Listen, I call her Sheila.
Oh, she's got no clothes on.
No. This doubles up as a bed warmer. So she's actually plugged in right now.
she now? I wonder what that vibrating noise
just
was.
Just warming things up.
You all right there, love?
Yeah, thank you.
That's lovely. What are these things on the bed, these?
This we don't need to look at. More than anything.
What is this?
Well, that is... It's a sort of... Well, if you want to take the dog for a walk...
Right.
Then you can put that around his neck, I imagine.
But what are these handcuffs?
Matt Deverson's.
Okay.
And
talk me through your pillow that you have there.
Well, I have tried many pillows in my time.
It's like a boob pillow.
Yeah, and...
You're obsessed, man.
This one... What's wrong with it?
To have a photograph of yourself next
yes.
to the bed.
Always keep a photo of myself.
And a punching bag in the corner.
If I'm getting a little bit frustrated with life...
Yeah.
Like I am finding all this in my bedroom.
Yeah. You big Arsenal fan.
Pardon?
Big Arsenal fan, are you?
If I... Do you know, I love the word...
Phoenix, come here. Just come around the bed.
I love just seeing...
Let's have a look at your bookshelf.
I don't look too.
What is that contraption there? Which is a mouth?
That's a megaphone.
Okay,
that's a megaphone.
What's on your bedside table, Dom?
What's on the bedside table?
I just saw it there.
What here? Well, it's just. Do you mean this, James? Well, you don't. That's hand sanitizer. if you wanna what?
Oh, you're so grimy.
Listen, I'm just hanging out. So to speak. Now,
I love what you've not done to the floor.
Thank you.
Oh, whoa. Is that Pippa gone, James?
No, Pippa's down here.
Oh.
Did I just hear? I heard.
Sounded like the loo. Is there someone in there?
There's someone in here? Hello? Oh, who's that?
Have a little look.
Toby?
Oh, Toby Tarrant seems to be on the loo reading the Financial Times naked.
Now, I'm going to put a microphone, but not look. How are you, Toby?
Yeah, well, I was okay.
What? How long have you been here? I haven't seen you this morning.
I've just been up here for about 20 minutes.
Can I ask you a question, Tobes? Do you always sit on the toilet sideways?
You've made that position your own, haven't you?
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Morning After Show.
And that is only part one of what happened yesterday. Part two on the way.
The Chris Moyles Show.
And the news at 10 is next.
You know that home sensors like the TK Home section, but mahoosive?
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like Home Sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg,
We don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
More choice with Starbucks Rewards? Now that's grounds for celebration. Collect 10 stars for every £1 spent. Earn just 130 stars for a signature Americano on us. Or 300 for a bite to eat from our selection of bakery favourites. Save up and you can even score merchandise. More choices, faster rewards. Want in? Download the Starbucks UK app today. Subject to availability, participating stores only, 18 plus. Full terms and conditions at starbucks.co.uk/rewards.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
At Tesco Mobile, your club card unlocks exclusive phone deals. Like a 30-gig SIM for just £12.50 a month, saving you £30. And that's not all. Unlock frozen prices and no EU roaming fees until the end of your contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 23rd of March. Club card and 12-month credit agreement required. Club card price frozen includes no EU roaming fees for minimum contract period. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, starting in Gaza, where we're seeing more Israeli hostages being released this morning. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are also being freed as part of the ceasefire deal. It's after the family of Cherie Bibas confirmed a body returned by Hamas last night was hers. The group had previously handed over remains of another person, claiming it was her. A new law is set to make drink spiking a specific criminal offence. Anyone who does it could get up to 10 years in prison. Radio X's Charlotte Lynch explains the changes we're due to see.
There is a law at the moment about administering a controlled drug with intent to commit an offence, but this offence of spiking, which is going to be introduced in the Crime and Policing Bill next week, makes that a lot clearer.
The search for a missing runner from County Durham has now covered 100 miles. Mountain rescue teams are helping look for Jenny Hall. She's 23 and was last seen leaving home on Tuesday. And the Six Nations gets back underway today. Wales take on Ireland in their first match since the departure of Warren Gatland before England play Scotland.
Weather.
Dry for most and some bright spells later. The odd shower further north and highs of 13 degrees.